Hello and welcome to another Monday Coffee. So last week I talked a little bit about a question we had in a service about why is everybody angry? How do we disagree well with each other? And so I wanted to continue to talk a little bit about anger and the differences I see between certain angers. Anger is a completely normal human emotion. It is healthy to have, but it's what type of anger that you are feeling. And just like last week in our service when we talked about a lot of the things we look at, we should look at through the lens of Christ, through the incarnation of God in Jesus. And so for me, with anger, I look to Jesus. When were the times Jesus was angry? Why was he angry? What kind of anger was it? Now, the most used instance of his anger was in the temple, when they made it into a marketplace and he flipped the tables and stuff. So we like that Jesus because it's angry and he's doing something physical. But I think what we miss about in that is that Jesus, his anger in that moment is more about just about right, about justice, doing the right thing. And so an anger that's about injustice is good anger. There is good anger to have when you see somebody treated wrongly, or somebody that is treated unfairly, who is being stripped of their humanness, of their image of God. I think that is certainly something that requires anger. I think anger sometimes shows people the seriousness of the issue. The type of anger I think that we are seeing a lot of in our country today is a self-righteous anger, or an anger that is blaming others for something that's happening to you. I think we like to put our blame on others. We don't ever like to take our own responsibility in the things that we do. For example, I'll get political here for a little bit. I think the election of 2016, the administration of Donald Trump, we all want to point our fingers at each other. Republicans want to say, this is great, grand, this is because people are upset and fed up with liberals and Democrats and what they're doing to the country. Then Democrats get to say, well, this is just the Republicans and all we know of them, they're racists or bigots, and so this is just their time to get their way and we have to stop it. And it's all about the other person. And what would it be like if we put that self-righteous anger and finger pointing aside and talked to each other and said, we got here together. Just like any relationship, it takes two to tango. And so we got here to this place, to this polarization, to the way we talk to each other together. We did this to each other. So at that point, when we're just blaming each other, our anger doesn't matter. It's not doing anything. It's echoing into a void that nobody's listening. So what about anger where we are, when something deep inside of us says, this is wrong, this is not okay? That is the type of anger Jesus had. That's the type of anger that prophets had. And that was telling the society, this is not okay. We must turn away from this or it will be our own destruction. And I think we're kind of at that point right now, where unless we turn away from our anger at each other and figure out where to rightly put our anger, we are just going to continue to destroy ourselves until there's nothing left. And we'll look back and we'll look at these moments and say, we should have done things differently then. And so just as when Jesus was taken and arrested in the garden and Peter pulled out his sword and Jesus said, those who live by the sword die by the sword. If we keep fighting like this, if we live by the sword, we will die by the sword. And so this is a call and a hopeful call for all of you out there. And politics are great. It's a great way to continue to compete for ideas of how do we live together? How do we govern each other? But how do we continue to put the swords down and listen to each other and work together towards a broader vision? And I think it's possible, and that gives me hope for this week, especially if we look at this through the lens of Christ. If you continue to put down that lens, things will get better. We'll see you next time. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.